Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. Queensland Health has ruled out appealing a landmark Supreme Court ruling on mandatory COVID vaccines, leaving the door open for compensation claims. The case saw 74 police and Queensland ambulance staff win their 2.5-year legal battle against the state government last month. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says she has not been advised of any decisions regarding compensation following the Director General's decision not to appeal. Questions are being raised about the safety of helmets provided with e-scooter hires. It follows the release of data that shows from 2019 to 2022, e-scooter-related injuries at Queensland hospitals soared by 214%. Standards Australia Chief Officer Adam Stingemore says the first step is making the call that there needs to be a change.
What are the injuries that we're seeing? Are they caused by people riding an e-scooter without a helmet? Are they caused by people riding an e-scooter and having accident in a helmet? And if it is in a helmet, is the helmet standard fit for purpose, or do we need to do something different?
And if you think sugarcane crops are simple and sweet, think again. It turns out the genome of the plant is 3 times bigger than humans. A decade of research by UQ, CSIRO scientists and sugarcane experts has culminated in a complete mapping of the genome for the first time ever. The experts say the breakthrough will help them make more resistant crops, but it's also a giant leap forward for research into using cane as aviation fuel. Taking a look at local sport, AFL Cairns is set to make their debut in Darwin to open round 11 of the AFL Premiership. The under-18s male and female representative matches between the NT Talent Academy and AFL Cairns will be a curtain raiser to the Gold Coast Suns versus North Melbourne. General Manager of AFL Cairns, Craig Lee, says the opportunity will put a spotlight on the talented players and coaches in Cairns. The games get underway on May 11 at TO Stadium.